Green tea is good, but tea life is better.
Hey, what's up? Nice Shown TFM here, and you're back with me, TP here. Alright, so for the first food recipe today, we are going to make some wraps. So, wraps are very much popular these days. Everyone's trying to eat healthy, and it has become more than a snack. It has become a replacement for your meal, so that you can have a healthy meal as well. So, for this one, today, I'm going to teach you how to make your own wrap, instead of using the wrap that you can buy outside. And it's very, very simple. It's healthy as well. What you're going to do is take a lettuce, slice it into thick strips, okay? Beat 2 eggs and add it into the chopped lettuce. Next, heat up the pan, add oil, pour in the egg lettuce mixture. Cook until both sides are slightly golden brown, and we're not done yet because this is going to be a wrap. What you're going to do is take it out, spread a layer of your favorite sauce. You can do chili sauce, mayo, mala sauce, teriyaki sauce, anything you want. Layer some more lettuce on top because we want to be healthy. Add sausages or your favorite meats and roll it up. You just use chicken breast, like boiled one, whatsoever. Your lettuce egg wrap is done. High in fiber, high in protein, and this could be your next afternoon snack or like your breakfast or lunch, any meal that you want. TFM.
Want to know about the latest trends and gossip? It's all on Tea Life.
Tea Life on the Night Show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's TV here. Now, for this next recipe, one of my favorite, because if you love beef, and this teriyaki beef recipe is going to be your favorite. Simple, easy to make. First, mix the secret sauce, which is to add, this is very important, yeah? 1 tablespoon of dark soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of light soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of oyster sauce, 1 tablespoon of white sugar, some black pepper, and half a cup of water into the bowl. Give it a good mix and set it aside. Next, in your pan, heat up oil, add in slices of onions because you want that. You know how teriyaki beef always got onions, and onions is also very delicious. Saute it for a bit until it's a bit caramelized. Add in shabu-shabu beef, okay? Now, what you want to do is that I don't want you to use the thick pieces of like rib eye or what steak. No, you use shabu-shabu beef, okay? Layer them on top, and then you're gonna, what you do, pour in the sauce that you made earlier. Ooh, this is the, I would say, the soul of this dish, right? When it starts to boil, pour in your 2 beaten eggs, cover the pan for a few minutes, and serve. Ooh, this is very, very good, okay? This dish alone will help you to down 3 bowls of rice for sure. But of course, you know, let's be moderate, let's not eat too much, so you can share it with your friends, all right? But I still think, like, this one, right, is, the sauce is amazing. You have to try this.
This is Life, only on Tea Life.
Welcome back to the show on TFM. Hey, what's up? It's me, TV here. This new recipe for you is to cook sweet potatoes. A new way for you to cook, okay? Firstly, steam 2 sweet potatoes, then mash them up before adding in some condensed milk. Now, if you don't want condensed milk, you can add some just normal fresh milk. Next, take some prata sheets and spread the mashed potato, sweet potato, onto the prata. After that, what you're gonna do, this is very important, yeah, stack up 8 slices of cheddar cheese. I know what you're gonna say, like, what? 8 slices? Well, because you want to create that creamy and cheesy texture, so yeah, you're gonna take 8 slices of cheddar cheese, stack them up, and cut them half. Next, place them in the middle of the prata smashed sweet potato and wrap it up. Yep. Close both ends to make sure that they are closed and nothing can leak out, and then brush on some egg yolks on the surface and sprinkle on some sesame seeds. Black sesame seeds will be good. Then you're going to air fry them at 180 degrees for 10 minutes. And this would be, I don't know, it's something like a pastry, yet very, very sinful pastry because of the cheese, right? I mean, if you don't put cheese itself, you just go and bake it, I would still like think like, okay, it's quite healthy because it's sweet potato. So you can try it, you can tweak it, and inside, if you want to put other stuff as well, like maybe some fruits, it's all up to your imagination. TFM.